Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
We say Alhamdulillah, thumma Alhamdulillah. All praises to Allah for this blessing of being in the masjid once again, studying the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and especially studying akhlaq, studying manners, studying etiquettes, etiquettes of Islam, etiquettes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anas radiallahu anhu says, I've never seen a muallim, a teacher, better than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No teacher better than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we're learning akhlaq, morals, manners from who? From Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some people, they go to study the British etiquette, they go to study the American etiquette, etc. But we have already the etiquette of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, khayrul khalq, the best of creations, the etiquette of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So make the intention, inshaAllah. أَقْرَبُكُمْ مِنِّي مَجْلِسًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَحَاسِنُكُمْ أَخْلَاقًا. The closest to me on Judgment Day, those who have good akhlaq, those who have good manners. You can reach through your good akhlaq a position very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It'll be like with Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiallahu anhum, with those companions, just because of your morals, just because of your akhlaq and your etiquette. We're studying different etiquettes, manners, morals, how to behave in certain ways, in certain situations, based on Quran and Sunnah. Today we'll study some etiquettes concerning forgiving and wiping away not only your sins, but the consequences of your sins. We know that the sins have consequences. Sins have effect on the life of every person. Some of the Salihin, Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he says that إِنَّ لِلْمَعْصِيَةِ سَوَادٌ فِي الْقَلْبِ. The ma'asiyah, the sin, has an effect on the heart. It darkens the heart. The ma'asiyah darkens the face. The ma'asiyah block the rizq, the sustenance. Sinful acts has an impact. People say, oh, Shaykh, I'm having blockages. Make ruqya for me, please. Shaykh, I'm having marital issues. What is the issue? And often it is a sinful act. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم ما تواد اثنان فتفرقا إلا بذنب أحدثه أحدهما أو كلاهما أحدهما أو كلاهما. He said, two people won't get together and part away from each other except that some sinful act is being done by one of them or one or both of them. So these sinful acts in your life have consequences that affects your life and make you not to enjoy your life, etc. So how to get rid of that? Of course, you're going to get rid of this through those 10 etiquette that I'm going to share with you. 10 etiquette. Some of you may be hearing this for the first time. You may be hearing these 10 etiquettes for the first time. So listen carefully until the end. Try to count with me and try to learn and take notes. قَيِّدُ الْعِلْمَ بِالْكِتَابَةِ. Tie the knowledge by writing it down. So it will move, inshallah, from the short memory to the long memory. Inshallah. Understand? By just writing down and then mention it one time. Revising, khalas, it stick in your mind, inshallah. The first way to get rid of the sin and the consequences of the sin is at-tawbah. And this is the major thing that every Muslim should do in order to get rid of the sin and the consequences of the sin. At-tawbah. Allah says, وَإِنِّي لَغَفَّارٌ لِمَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَلِحًا. For sure, I am the most forgiving to this one who repents to Allah and does righteous deeds and try to fix himself. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized that at-ta'ib min al-dhanbi kaman la dhanba lah, the one who repents from his sin as if he have no sin, as if he did nothing at all. Understand, ikhwah? So tawbah is a way for the forgiveness of sins. Whether these sins are small sins, big sins, major sins, minor sins, the first thing is to make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make tawbah to Allah. With innama tawbah to nadam. Tawbah is nadam, to regret your sin, to stop the sin, to have an intention not to do the sin again. The conditions of tawbah that we spoke about before. The conditions of tawbah, to stop the sin. It's not right to say, I'm making tawbah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, but in the same time, you are doing the sin. So what kind of tawbah is that? Tawbah, you stop the sin, right? And you regret the sin. The second condition, the ulama said. And the third condition is to have an intention, you're not going to do it again. It's not like I'm going to stop the sin and regret the sin, but in the back of my mind, I want to do it next week. So what is the benefit of that? What is the benefit of this tawbah? It's not accurate tawbah. It is not accurate tawbah. Why? Because you intend to do it again. Allah can see through. Rabbul Arsh can see already that you intend to do the sin again. He already can read inside your heart. So no, you should have an intention. You're not going to do the sin again. So that's the tawbah. And then the tawbah from the sins that is done against people. If you sin against people, then you need to get the forgiveness of those people. If you oppress someone, you stole from someone, you backbite someone, you need to fix that. Whether you turn back what you took from the people in an unfair way, or you ask the person for maaf, to forgive you. You ask the person to ya'fu, to forgive you. If you can't tell the person about what you did against him, you can generally get a general comprehensive tawbah, like to tell the person, oh, Dhul Hijjah is coming. You know, I forgive you for every sin. Please forgive me from your side for anything. They say, okay, I forgive you too. So you get a general forgiveness. This is better than to come on judgment day and then he'll take from your, even if you repent from that sin in dunya, but huququl ibad, the rights of people, has to be forgiven by the people also. So to get rid of that, settle it down in dunya by asking those people or getting the forgiveness of those people in this worldly life. Anyone who you oppressed, anyone who you took something from, inheritance, backbiting, etc., try to settle this in this dunya first. Understand, Yaqwa? Anyway, the first point to get your sins wiped away and the consequences of the sin is a tawbah. Now, whether you do this tawbah through a dua or whether you do it through salah, it's still tawbah. And obviously, the best way is to do it in salah. The best way to do this tawbah that will forgive your sin in salah. It is salah called salatul tawbah. Have you heard about it? Salatul tawbah. Two rak'at of salah, and in this salah you ask Allah to forgive you. Generally, any two rak'at of salah. Can I do it in the fard? You can. Can I do it in the sunnah? You can. But this is a separate salah. It's called salatul tawbah. So you make two rak'at of salah, as Rasulullah said, any servant of Allah who commits a sinful act, and then you go make two rak'at of salah and you ask Allah forgive. Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive you. Clear, ikhwah? So it's called Salatul Tawbah. You can make the dua whether in sujood position or after tahiyyat or after the salah completely, no problem. But make this salah called Salatul Tawbah, especially for big sins. Especially for big sins. So this will wipe away the sin and the consequences of the sin, inshallah. Taib. Number two is Al-Istighfar. Al-istighfar is astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh, astaghfirullah wa atubu, asking Allah to forgive you. Abundant istighfar will wipe away the sin. Abundant istighfar will wipe away the sin. And not only the istighfar, but the words of dhikr that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned. Certain words of dhikr, Allah wipe away sins straight. Such as, astaghfirullah al-azim, alladhi la ilaha illa hu, al-hayyu al-qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Rasulullah, he emphasized on this one especially. If you recite it, some narrations mention, if you recite it three times after every salah, Allah wipe away all your sins. That's why after every salah we recite this dhikr. Astaghfirullah al-azim alladhi la ilaha illahu al-hayyu al-qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Or astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illahu al-hayyu al-qayyum wa atubu ilayh. No problem, right? Some narrations mention to recite it 100 times. Huttat khataya, all your sins are wiped away. استغفر الله العظيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. طيب. Some narrations spoke about سبحان الله وبحمده. So basically, ذكر in itself wipe away the sins. Such as سبحان الله وبحمده wipes away the سيئات. If you can do it 100 times, حطت خطاياه وإن كانت مثل زبد البحر. The narration says Allah will put away all your sins, even if it is equivalent to the foam of the ocean. سبحان الله وبحمده. Then the four kalima, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, also wipes away the sin. Understand, Yaqba? So there are certain adhkar that a person recites, it can wipe away your sins and the consequences of the sin. Taib. Not forgetting, of course, Sayyidul Istighfar. It's called what? Sayyid, the master of istighfar. The master form of istighfar, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you recite it in a day, in the morning, and Malakul Maut came and took your soul in that day, Jannah is guaranteed. If you recite Sayyidul Istighfar in the night and Malakul Maut came and took your soul, Jannah is guaranteed. What is it? Allahumma anta rabbi, la ilaha illa ant, khalaqtani wa ana abduk. Wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'dik. Ma istata'at. A'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'at. Abu'u laka bi ni'matika alay. Wa abu'u bi dhanbi. Faghfir li fa innahu la yaghfiru dhunuba illa ant. We don't want only our brothers to say and to memorize, also our sisters as well. Everyone to memorize this dhikr, which is Sayyidul Istighfar of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because it's very powerful istighfar. طيب. Now coming to number three, that wipes away the sin and the consequences of the sin. Al-hasanatul mahiya. It's called like that. The wiping hasanat. Wiping hasanat. It's called like that. What does it mean? Good deeds. Doing good deeds generally wipe away bad deeds. Who said that? Allah. Where? In the Quran. Allah says, إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتْ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتْ. Allah says, indeed hasanat wipe away sayyat. Hasanat, good deeds, wipe away sayyat. That's why if you commit any sinful act, you go and make salah. You give sadaqah. Think of any good deed to do, especially if it's a big sin. Think of any good deed to do after that. It will wipe away that bad deed. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam affirmed on that when he said, اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُمَا كُنْتُ. Be conscious of Allah wherever you may be. وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا. Follow the good deed, the bad deed with a good deed, it will wipe it away. وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. And have good akhlaq. Follow the bad deed with a good deed, it will wipe the bad deed away, and obviously the consequences. So it's called what? Al-hasanatul mahiya. Fasting. Some people, when they commit any sinful act, they fast. Next day, they fast. So it's like they challenging shaitan. In this situation, you are like challenging shaitan. Your shaitan whisper to you haram. You go fall in the haram. Then you go, all right, I'm going to go read one juz of the Quran. And you start reading the one juz, and you read. Then shaitan whisper to you again after one day, 2 days, to do a certain haram. So you do it. So you go read another one juz. Shaitan whisper to you again. You go fast and give charity. Shaitan whisper to you again and you fall. And then you go and do extra salah and salatul tahajjud. That shaitan will think, this man, every time I try to lead him to haram, he goes do extra good deeds. I rather don't whisper to him anymore. He'll think like that because you are like in a war with shaitan. So he's trying to push you away and you're coming back again. Push you away and you're coming back again. More stronger. So he says, okay, I rather don't whisper to him. Keep him in this situation. Better than to, he's improving. He's resisting and improving. You understand, Yahweh? Understand the idea. طيب, الحسنات المحية. Number four. The dua of the believers for you wipes away your sins. The dua of the believers for you. When we make dua to each other, for example, we say, Allahumma ighfir lil muslimina wal muslimat wal mu'minina wal mu'minat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. We make this general dua. Ya Allah, forgive all the believers. You are included. Why? Because you're not only making this dua, so many believers are making this dua, and you are a believer, so you are included in the duas of the believers. You make this dua to the ummah, and the whole ummah is making this dua for you. 2 billion person is making the same dua for you. That's why this dua is also very important. Why? Because you're making dua for the whole ummah, and in return you receive the dua of the whole ummah. So everyone should recite this dua. Ya Allah, forgive all the believers. وَالدُّعَاءُ بِظَهْرِ الْغَيْبِ مَقْبُولِ. The dua, when you don't see the person, I don't know the person, I don't see the person, but I make dua for him. I make dua that Allah forgive him. And that person may be unaware that I'm making dua for the whole ummah. You get the thawab. You understand? And you get the forgiveness of Allah through that. Just because of people making dua for you. Especially now people that know you and you know them and they're making dua for you. You don't know where, but someone is making dua for you somewhere. This is such a great thing. Why? Because this people are making dua for me. Allah will forgive me. Even if I'm in my grave and someone is making istighfar, Ya Allah, forgive him. Ya Allah, have mercy on him. Ya Allah, grant him Jannah. Allah, elevate your rank in Jannah. And then that mayit will ask, Ya Rabbi, ask the angels, why am I in a better position? Now, why ascending me in Jannah? He'll say, because someone making dua for you in dunya. قَالَ بِاسْتِغْفَارِ وَلَدَكَ لَكَ. And he says, because of the istighfar of some of your progeny in dunya making istighfar for you. So if the progeny is making istighfar and their dua is accepted, then the dua of anyone else will be accepted for the mayyit. That's why we make salatul janazah. Salatul janazah, ikhwa. In salatul janazah, the mayyit is mayyit. He's dead already, right? But we make dua that Allah forgive him. So that means that the dua of everyone reaches the mayyit. If you make dua to any mayyit, the dua will reach the mayyit. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, ما من ميت يصلى عليه أمة من الناس يبلغون مئة كلهم يشفعون له إلا شفعوا فيه. He said, any mayyit who people make dua for him in their salatul janazah, in a funeral, and those group of people who attended his janazah are 100 or above, 100 or above, then Allah will allow them to intercede on his behalf. Allah will accept their intercession for him. When you go make salatul janazah, Allah will accept the intercession of those large group of Muslims. Some hadith said 100, some hadith mentioned 40. 40. 40 people gather and make salatul janazah, the dua is accepted. You understand? The dua for the mayyit is accepted. So you can be included in that. Understand? طيب. The next, number 5. Whatever has been done for the mayyit from a'malul khair, it reaches. Whatever people do for the mayyit from a'mal khair also reaches, even when he passes away, but still that will reach the mayyit. So we give sadaqah, we give water on behalf of the mayyit, anything, dua, it reaches the mayyit, Quran, whatever. So a man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, my mother passed away. What is the best thing that I can give for her or do for her? He said, Alayka bil ma. Sadaqatul ma, the sadaqah of the water. Initiate a water well. A water well or a fountain or a stream or anything, any water. Distribute water on her behalf. It's highly recommended for the mayyit is to make. But if you didn't make water and you give a Quran translation, you help da'wah here, you did something for a school, for a hospital, etc. All this is accepted by Allah and it's considered sadaqatun jariyah for the mayyit. Allah Azza wa Jal forgive him through that. Tayyib. Number 6. شفاعة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The shafa'a of Sayyidina Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. This comes number 6 in how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wipe away their sins of the people through the shafa'a of Sayyidina Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and the pious. Not only the shafa'a of Sayyidina Muhammad and the pious people. Because not only Sayyidina Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم will intercede. All the prophets will intercede, will be allowed the intercession. And not only that, and the pious who will make it to Jannah will be allowed.
Offer valid on standard browsers, U.S. only.
When I heard about Date My Age, I thought, really? But there I was in my empty, quiet house, my laptop on the kitchen counter, and I typed in my name. Looking for a man between the ages of 40 to 60? Sure, why not?
Date My Age is different. With verified profiles, you can feel safe and secure to explore meaningful connections with interesting and mature singles.
Date My Age made it really easy. I could join and view online profiles for free. All of a sudden, my empty house wasn't so quiet anymore. I got so much attention, it just made me feel seen and alive. Date My Age helped me start a totally new chapter in my life.
Find a friend, a lover, a partner at Date My Age. Get 60% off when you join at datemyage.com today. That's datemyage.com to connect with thousands of singles worldwide. datemyage.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
How to intercede as well. A narration says, some person will be in Jahannam and his companions, his halaqa, that he used to worship Allah with them, sit with them, listen to a sheikh, etc., with them, they will make it to Jannah. But this person only will not make it to Jannah. So then the halaqa, the group of the people say, where is that man, our friend who used to be with us? Where is he now? Why is he not in Jannah? Why can't we see him? Say, oh, they'll get the news that he didn't make it to Jannah. He is in Jahannam. Inna lillah. He's in the hellfire. So then they will start to pray to Allah, Ya Rab, our friend, our companion, used to attend with us, used to sit with us, used to worship Allah with us. Ya Allah, we won't be happy until you take him out. So Allah will allow them to intercede on his behalf. Allah will allow this pious person in Jannah to intercede on behalf of that bad person in the hellfire, who is a believer. But he didn't make it to Jannah. So Allah, they will intercede on his behalf. So now the angels will come in to take him out of Jahannam. The Khazanatun Nar, the keepers of Jahannam, will take that person and will be dragging him out of Jahannam to go to Jannah. So the companions of that person in Jahannam, in the hellfire, will be saying, what's happening here? What's going on? Where are you taking this person? Why are you taking him out of Jahannam? They'll say, no, he got some friends in Jannah, and his friends in Jannah interceded on his behalf to take him out of Jahannam. VIP, eh? VIP. You got some companions in paradise, pious people, they interceded for him, they took him out. So those disbelievers will say, alas, فَمَا لَنَا مِنْ شَافِعِينَ وَلَا صَدِيقٍ حَمِيمٍ. This is the verse in the Quran. The disbelievers will say like that. فَمَا لَنَا مِنْ شَافِعِينَ وَلَا صَدِيقٍ حَمِيمٍ. We don't have anyone to intercede in our behalf. How come we didn't pay attention to taking good friends, to sit with pious people? How come we didn't make this in dunya? We don't have any good friends who make it to Jannah to intercede in our behalf? And this emphasizes on the importance of as-suhbah as-salihah. Having good friends, having good companions. Because those good companions will not only benefit you in this worldly life, they will benefit you in the next life. الْأَخِلَّاءُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٍ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. Those muttaqeen, they will be able to help each other in Jannah and intercede in paradise. So the power of intercession is haqq. Shafa'ah is haqq, is true. And the first and the most person who will intercede on Judgment Day is none other than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will intercede to anyone who believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he has in his heart an atom weight of iman. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede on behalf of all his ummah. And especially to those who send peace and salutations upon him. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslim. Those who send a lot of peace and salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tayyib. Number seven, in what can remove the sin and the consequences of the sin. Al-masa'ib. A bit of a strange one, this one. Al-masa'ib. Calamities, difficulties, tough time that you go through. The difficulties, tough time, problems, sicknesses, hardship, children's troubling, husband, I'm having issue, I'm having jinn, sheikh, trouble by jinn, black magic has been done, envy, things like this is happening to me, right? Your sabr will grant you Jannah. Just because of your sabr, Allah will wipe away all your sins because of this one, because of this musibah. That woman who used to have epilepsy and faint on the road, she came to Rasulullah and said, Ya Rasulullah, make dua for me so that I can get cured from this epilepsy. So Rasulullah said to her, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in shi'ti da'awtu laki wa in shi'ti sabarti wa laki al-jannah. If you wish, I'll make dua for you, you'll be cured now. And if you wish, you be patient and Jannah is guaranteed. She said, no, idhan asbir, I will choose to be patient. Some other companions in another occasion, Rasulullah gave them the same option, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They said, no, we want you to make dua now. We don't want to be patient, I want to be cured. So Rasulullah made dua for them, they got cured. The seerah has that. So there were people like this and that. So the sister chose to be patient. So your sabr on the calamities and on the difficulties will wipe away the sayyat and guarantee for you a position in Jannah. You have some chronic diseases, some problems here, some problems there. Maybe this is the way to Jannah. You didn't do so much of good deeds, but because of your sabr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate your status. The calamities and the difficulties, we need to re-look at them. We need to reconsider them. You might think it's bad, but all the good comes out of that bad. Just be patient. Just be patient when you are tested with calamities and difficulties. Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Taib. Coming to number 8. Number 8 that wipes away the sins and the consequences. What happens to the person at the time of death, fitnatul mahya wal mamat, and at the time in the grave, and at the time when he's placed in the grave and seeing the angels, and at the time of Qiyamah. The difficulties, the tough time you face at the time when your soul is leaving. And the narration says that some of the servants of Allah, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives some of their sins, etc., there will be still some sins that they didn't repent to Allah from it. So Allah Azza wa Jal make it difficult for them at the time when their soul is coming out. When the soul is coming out of their body, becomes tough on them. Naz'u al-ruh is so difficult. The soul is leaving the body. It becomes so difficult on certain people. And during the difficulties that they are facing when the soul is leaving, Allah forgive their sins because of that. Allah Rabbul Arsh forgive their sins because of that. You understand, Ikhwa? So don't see someone his soul is going out and in naz'u al-akhir, in the last breath, and it's difficult for him. That's not a bad sign. Don't worry, right? This person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wiping away his sins through this way. Or someone who passed away or in a way or another. He passed away mabtoon with some sicknesses in the body. He is shaheed. Because of his pain, the pain that he went through, he's a shaheed. He gets the ajr of shahada. Right? Someone passed away burnt. This is a shaheed too. Wal hariqu shaheed. In Islam, this is shaheed. Right? Not the shaheed is not only the one who dies in a battlefield. Rasulullah spoke about other types of shahada. From amongst them, al-hariq wal-ghariq, the one who drowned in the ocean. Shaheed, according to Islam, is shaheed. Understand? You get the ajr of shahad. So even these types of difficult death, Allah wipe away certain sins through it. You need to re-look at these difficulties in a way that understand the wisdom of Allah. Allah wipe away the sins of those people through that. Tayyib. وَعِنْدَ الْقَبْرِ When the person is placed in the grave, a very dark place, and you see the two angels, and those two angels, مُنْكَرٌ وَنَكِيرٌ, they are so dark angels. And also seeing them for the first time in your grave, it's frightening somehow. Understand, Ikhwa? So to certain people, seeing them and being asked these questions, and the questions are difficult to them, and the person is hardly answering them and able to answer them in the grave, this is a way for the forgiveness of sins too. Allah will reassure you and you will pass through that. Right? And then thirdly, at the time when you are raised for judgment. يوم الفزع الأكبر. It's called what? The day of the great fear. The day of the great fear. Everyone will fear. Everyone will fear on the day of judgment. Seeing big things taking place. Big things taking place. And angels, you're seeing them. And jinn, you're seeing them. You see jinn kind. You see mankind. You see angels that you've never seen before. Different sizes, different. Where is this? Where was this creations of Allah before? You never seen them before. Now you can see them. فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ Your eyesight is sharp. You can see what you couldn't see in dunya. What you couldn't see in dunya. Now you can see them now. So seeing all of these things, obviously some people will be frightened. Because of that, Allah will wipe away some of your sins. And narration says that if my servant خَافَنِي فِي الدُّنْيَا He feared me in dunya. لا أجمع على عبدي خوفين. I will not gather on him two fears. If he fears me in dunya, I will secure him in akhirah. And if he doesn't fear me in dunya, I will make him frightened in akhirah. Listen to this hadith Qudsi. It's hadith. If you fear Allah in dunya, Allah will not make you fear in the akhirah. And if you don't fear Allah in dunya, you will fear Allah in the akhirah. Understand, Ikhwa? طيب. So this is number 8. Right. Number 9 or number 10, I lost counting. Right. The rahmah of Allah Azza wa Jal and His afu and His pardon to the servants without any reason. Allah Azza wa Jal shower you with His rahmah, with His mercy, with forgiveness without any reason except La ilaha illallah. Except La ilaha illallah. Allah choose. Allah Azza wa Jal will choose, not us. Not us who decide who's going to receive that or not. It's just based on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who decide that. Can this happen to someone who did the big sins? Yes. Can it happen to someone who did minor sins? Yes. It's up to Allah. That's why we don't pass judgment. We not Allah. Don't look at someone down and say, this one, wallahi, Allah will never forgive him. A Muslim mustn't do that. Why? Because you're not Allah. At the time of Rasulullah sallam, this happened. So someone said, Allah will never forgive to so and so. So then the narration says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered that person and said, من ذا الذي يتأله علي? Who is that one who's raising himself as a deity beside me? قد غفرت له وأحبطت عملك. I have forgiven that person, and as for all the good deeds that you used to do, it's nullified. It's not accepted by Allah. Don't put yourself as a deity beside Allah. And you should know that Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive all sins except shirk. Except shirk. Allah can forgive all sins. Allah forgave that man who killed 100. 100. Imagine killing innocent souls. After he repented, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still forgave him. You understand, Yahwa? So we need to keep this in mind. So the rahmah of Allah, the vast rahmah of Allah, the great mercy of Allah will forgive many sins of many people. Allah Azza wa Jal will, through that, Allah will shower so many people with that. Especially the believers who have iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe they did some sins and they didn't repent from these sins. If they repent, alhamdulillah, khalas, that repentance is a guarantee. But if they didn't repent, if they did not repent from the sins, insha'a adhab wa insha'a afa. If Allah wished to pardon, Allah will pardon. If Allah wished to punish, Allah will punish for some time and then you'll go to Jannah after that. You understand? This is for the people who did sins and did not repent from it. Before death, he did not repent from these sins. So what happens? Now there's two scenarios. Whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive that person still and let him enter Jannah, up to Allah. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish him for some time and will send him to Jannah at the end. So these two scenarios are there. And many narrations spoke about the afu of Allah, the rahmah of Allah, that's so vast to the extent that when the disbeliever see it, he would think that he also included. To that extent that when the disbeliever see the vast rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next life, he would think that he will make it to Jannah. To that extent. Allah in the hadith of Rasulullah sallam, he said that the rahmah of Allah, is if it is from 100 units, Allah sent only to dunya one unit of it, which we are using to have mercy upon one another. But then the other 99 is stored for the akhirah. The rahmah of Allah is so vast. And the narration says, يُدْنِ اللَّهُ عَبْدَهُ الْمُؤْمِنِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Allah will let his believing servant get closer on the day of judgment. And then Allah will remind that believing servant of his sins. And this is mentioned in many hadith. He say, أَتَذْكُرُ ذَنْبَ كَذَا وَكَذَا. Do you remember the sin of so and so? That servant say, نَعَمْ يَا رَبْ. Say, and ذَنْبَ كَذَا وَكَذَا. Yes, Ya Allah. And that servant starts to fear. Allah is reminding him of his sins. He says, yes, Ya Allah. And he'll confess the sins. Do you remember that sin on that day when you did it? I say, yes, Ya Allah. Yes, Ya Allah. And then Allah will say to him, سَتَرْتُهَا عَلَيْكَ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْيَوْمَ أَغْفِرُهَا لَكَ. I concealed you in dunya when you were doing these sins. Today I forgive it to you. Allahu Akbar. Allah's rahmah is so vast. Never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Another narration says that the same incident will happen to another person. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not show that person or will not mention to that person the major sins. And Allah will wipe those major sins of that person from his sahifa, from his book of record. So he will only see minor sins. That person will only see minor sins. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also remind him and let him read his book. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will let him, okay, go to Jannah. Allah will forgive him and let him go to Jannah. So that servant will say, Ya Rab, Ya Allah, I don't see here in my sahifa some of the major sins. Ya akhi, go to Jannah. Allah says, go to Jannah, go to Jannah. But you see, mankind is ajib. He'll still argue. Say, Ya Allah, I don't see some of the major sins here. Where is the major sins that I used to do? So the narration says, ضحك الله. Allah laughed. At that situation on the day of Jannah, Allah laughed. Why? The servant is ordered to go to Jannah and he's still saying, where is my major sins that I can't see my major sins here? If you can't see it, go to Jannah. Do you get the idea? So Rasulullah sallam laughed. And then Rasulullah sallam was a Bedouin man, was hearing that from him. He said, Ya Rasulullah, awa yadhaku al-Rab? Does Allah laugh? So he said, Rasulullah affam. He said, yes. So that servant said, لَن نَعْدَمَ خَيْرًا مِّن رَبٍّ يَضْحَكْ. Then we are saved. We will never be losers when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like that. Allah Rabbul Arsh is Kareem. Allah is Rahim. Allah is most generous. Like that. You understand, Yaqwa? So never lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seeing this, these alamat and these signs that I discussed with you, the etiquettes that you can do to get your sins wiped away, it should make us understand that Allah is At-Tawwab Ar-Rahim. Allah loves the tawbah. Allah is the most merciful. Allah is more merciful to you than your mother. It's time now to come back to Allah. أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Shouldn't I be a thankful servant of Allah who forgive you, who extend his hand for you to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who will be so happy when you come back to him? Allah will be so happy when you come back to him. What is delaying you? What is delaying us from coming back to Allah, ikhwah? What is delaying us from living a decent life? What is delaying us from making salah in the masjid? What is delaying us from repenting from bad habits, from drugs, from alcohol, from gangsterism, from not wearing our hijab, from this, from that? What is delaying us? Let us get closer from our Rabb. Let us start to live a decent life. And now it will click in our mind and our life will start to have a meaning. And you start to feel the warmth of Iman and the sweetness of Iman, halawat al-Iman, that some of the people said, if we only get in dunya, just the sweetness of good deeds that we receive, that Allah put in our hearts when we do good for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is enough. If we don't go to Jannah or anything, just to we get the sweetness and the serenity of Iman and the good feeling of joy when we do any good deed, this is enough. Allahu Akbar. Let us come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. May Allah make us among at-tawwabin, those who constantly make tawbah to Allah, those who hasten towards doing khair to get their sins forgiven and wiped away. Allahumma ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah li wa lakum fastaghfiruh. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.
Craftsman days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18, while supplies last. Selection varies by location.